Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course, but, that's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we've got, and it might be hard to listen, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know, we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you rant about this podcast too. Just a site where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss between the bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know, from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you love this podcast.
Welcome into the Mountain West Connection podcast here. Going solo tonight. Jeremy Moss here. Check us out, MWCConnection.com. Facebook, Mountain West Connection. Twitter, MWCConnection. All that fun stuff. A little bit late on the show tonight. It's Thursday. We are recording this episode. Hey, stuff gets in the way. Things happen. So we got to adjust on the fly. So hopefully this gets to everybody. We do have one game Friday night. So if you're a Boise or Air Force fan, well, hurry up and download this. It'll be up. Hey, you're listening to it now. So hopefully it gets to you in a early enough time to be able to check out this game. Or, yeah, just find my take on it. I assume if you're listening, you want my take on this game. And that's what you guys are here for. So let's get to it, since I don't want to talk for an hour all by myself, because that can be kind of boring. Or I'm not boring, a dry throat here, something going on. I may stumble. Yeah, I will stumble. I already know that will be the case. So let's just get to it now. We have Air Force versus Boise State Friday night, 7:30 on ESPN2. And that game is a rematch. Well, it's always a rematch. It's a conference game. It's a Mountain Division game, so it's always going to be some sort of rematch. But this game has much more meaning than it did, say, well, it always has meaning, but let's go back to last year. If we remember that game, Air Force just took it to Boise State. 7 turnovers forced by the Falcons. Weston Stillhammer, 3 interceptions. Yet Boise was able to kind of hang around this game. Air Force only scored 28 points. So they end up winning the game. So many turnovers. But this year's a bit different. Boise actually had a game like this already when they played Utah State earlier in the year, giving up a lot of turnovers. But this game, there's a bunch on the line. Well, before we get to the game, here's something. Air Force's Twitter account's pretty cool. They do some fun stuff. When they played Army, they put out on their Twitter account, or no, they didn't put anything out. They blocked Army when they played Air Force Army Week. So that was pretty clever. So they do something again on Twitter earlier. I'm not sure when it was. That came across to me on Thursday afternoon. But they put because if you've seen Boise State, they run out to the field, usually with like a pickaxe, or I believe that's what it is, or a hammer. No, pickaxe would be UTEP Miners, but actually they'd have a little hammer, they bring out, not a little, pretty big hammer, sledgehammer. And so Air Force tweets out, will he be honoring Weston's 3 INTs from last year by taking the field with the steel hammer? Pretty clever. And they had a photo of Broncos, the Boise team, run out on the field, and they have a player holding the hammer, which they do all the time. They deleted it. I don't know if they thought it was poor taste, or somebody higher up told them to get rid of it or something, but it's all in good fun. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great. Boise State actually did reply. So it's, if you look at our comment section on this particular post, you'll see it's just the from, what's his show? Shoot. I'm blanking on this show. It's the guy's Fry. What's it called? Not. Oh, my goodness. I am drawing a huge blank. There's that cartoon on Fox that canceled and brought back. I see this, the guy Fry. What's his name? Where he gets lost in time. Making me sound like a dummy right now. Futurama. That's what it is, Futurama. I have no idea why I did not know that. I used to watch that show before it got canceled and brought back. But yeah, Futurama, just him kind of rolling, blinking, staring and blink, squinting his eyes and blinking. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was all in good fun. I thought that was pretty cool. That was acceptable to have. I didn't think anything wrong with that. But this game is, here's the thing. Boise State struggles against a triple option team. We know that. That is a fact. That is an issue. Look at last week versus New Mexico. They held New Mexico pretty well, but there's a bunch of red zone issues why Boise State lost. They couldn't get points when they're that close. So there's that. But this game, you got still hammered back, obviously, Alex Hansen on the defensive front for Air Force. And right now, here's what it is. Boise State's an 11.5 home favorite. And again, Friday night. So this, besides being a big game, besides a rematch, and I keep saying rematch. I was thinking of last year's game. Their big rematch, taking advantage or coming back, and can Boise recover from last year's blah, 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 whatever. That's a bunch of junk. This game, which happens every year, as I stated about four times already, it's a big one for a couple of reasons here. Let me turn off my phone so I'm getting those pesky messages on there, deep bings or deep beeps or whatever you hear from my phone, text messages, alerts coming through. But a couple of things about this game. The division is still on the line for both teams. If you check out our, again, plug in our website, but we had Loke BSU put together a lovely fan post about the way you can win the division this year. And so we'll get to that before we get to the actual game here. But right now, boy, this is not any sort of predictive measure at all, just based on games you could win or lost. So yes, Boise State's favored, thus giving them a better than 50% chance to win against Air Force. Yet this is based off if they just win-loss, so it's 50-50. Right now, Air Force actually has the best chance to win division at 50%. Boise's at third behind New Mexico at 18.75%. And with this game, for Boise to win the division, I'm not going to go through all in detail, but it's kind of the basics on this game. Boise cannot lose this game if they want to win the division. That's flat out. They have to win this game. There's zero scenarios where they lose and can get to the division. However, Air Force, there's actually two options where Air Force can lose and still win the division. They have to lose, basically, if they lose this week and win next week, they're in. And they can win this week and lose next week as well. But for sake of argument, they'd rather win to give them more chances to move on. But that's it. Boise loses, they're done. They're going to, they might stay home and go to the Idaho Potato Bowl, where Air Force and New Mexico would decide the Mountain West title. Because believe it or not, there's one chance where New Mexico can win the division if they lose this week. Crazy as it sounds, but that is the case. So that's what we have right now, kind of the scenarios and laying out how important this game is. So it's not too late. Like I said, 7:30 Mountain Time. It's not the 8:30 or 9:30 even some cakes was with the San Jose State BYU game a few weeks back. As for this game, Boise needs to tighten up their red zone. And the interceptions were tips. And part of it was getting pressure from New Mexico. But interesting, Air Force's defense is, this is weird for me to say, but I don't think it's as good as New Mexico. Because they were, I can't say who they returned back or who they don't have back. We know Weston Stillhammer, Alex Hansen are the two key guys. But overall, look what Utah State did last week versus Air Force. They are the throw the ball downfield. And we know Brett Rippon can throw the ball quite well down the field. You got Thomas Burbeck, who's a deep threat, 20 receptions last week, which is just nuts. Well, when you throw, I believe, over 70 times and complete 40 of those, that's going to be the case. And Air Force's defense, their pass defense is pretty good. They're actually fourth in the conference at 190 yards per game given up. But one thing where they do shine at, which they're still fifth overall, I guess, top half, 10 interceptions per game. So you got Stillhammer back there as the key or best player that Air Force has on the defensive side of the ball. He made the play last week versus Utah State with a bum arm to knock down the potential game time play. But yet the deep threat was there last week. So we've seen Boise go deep. That could be a key reason why they'd win this game. And then look at running the ball. You got McNichols. Air Force has the third best rushing defense at 115 per game. They're total yards, whatever, yards per game. That's kind of a meaningless stat. Probably should stay away from that. But they're actually only allowing just over 3.5 yards per attempt. So something's going to have to give. It is actually reasonably better than New Mexico. New Mexico just played well turnovers. That's probably where I'm getting at. They made the plays. The yardage that was given up was just whatever. New Mexico gave up so many passing yards, it's ridiculous for what Rippon did. So it could come down to turnovers again. That could be a reason why this game could go toward Air Force or Boise State. Not, I don't want to stick too one-sided to Air Force here, but happened last year, happened once this year. Air Force has been able to turn over the ball pretty well, but a couple of different things in this game. If you look at the turnover margin, Air Force is basically even. They're both the same at .2, so it's pretty much 0-0. And as you can tell with Boise State, and that changed. Think of that. This is quite an interesting stat. Boise State is basically zero at .2. But when they played Utah State, they were they give up 8, minus 6 or something. So you take away that game, which you don't want to just take away a game because it happened. They're minus 7. But seriously, if you take that away, in two of their losses, they're minus 9 overall, Utah State and New Mexico, right there. When they played BYU, minus 1, negligible, really. But turnover margin comes down to, that's a dumb stat. Not a dumb stat, but a duh stat, essentially. Hey, if they're going to be minus whatever, you should win this game. But if you take that away, think about it, they probably would have beat Utah State, obviously, but they'd put them at plus 5 overall. So we know both teams can, they protect the ball, they don't turn over too often. Come on. Boise State's only missed, in 4 of their 10 games, they've been on the loser on the turnover margin. But look for Utah State, or I'm sorry, look to the Utah State game, I should say, for what Boise may do. Throw the ball downfield, get Spurback to get going, but the rushing offense, yeah, you got McNichols. He'll need to control the ball, obviously, make sure you get good pitches because there was that dumb ball that was a hair too high that went fumbled against New Mexico last week. I expect both teams to move the ball. I kind of expect to see this like the Utah State Air Force game last week. Boise will move the ball, and we know Air Force can move the ball because that's what they do. And what me and Chris have said forever, and I've been on other radio stations, and not the to brag or whatever, but they agree with my sentiment about the Air Force ground attack. They cannot have games where, or let me put it this way, when Air Force is at its best, they have Jacoby Owens as the guy running the ball. He is the guy getting 20 to 30 carries, whatever it may be, and it's not going to be where there's, 10 carries here, 10 carries here, 10 carries here. No, they need 20 carries, because last week when they beat Utah State, the reason it was close, yeah, they got 300 yards, ran it 64 times. Had Owens with 17, DJ Johnson with 13, QB Roberts with 12, Brian Driscoll with 10. That's kind of what I want, but I need Owens to get about 20, the bulk of those carries. If they do that, yeah, they're a big underdog. I'm picking Boise probably to win, but Utah State will cover because this is not going to be 11 and a half points. I think that's way too high in this game. I don't know if Boise is going to come out upset or pissed because the last week versus Air Force, they lost in New Mexico, that they lost to. They still have things to play for. Yeah, there's no New Year's Day bowl game. No team in the conference has a shot, but I've been talking about this game for like 10 minutes. I need to move on here, folks. oh, my goodness. Again, I don't want to make this an hour, but when I start chatting, I'm like, well, got to fill time, got to chat, got to talk about all this stuff. But basically, it'll come down to, I think it'll be the turnovers on here. I think Boise will move the ball. They'll rectify what they did. They won't turn the ball over that much, but they're going to want to come back and win. They want to win the division. Because they need to win the division. They don't need to win both games. It'd be clearly helpful if they win both games. Because actually, there's only 3 chances. Well, let me rephrase that. As I mentioned earlier, Boise can't lose. They also have to win both games. And there's only 3 scenarios where they can win this division. And it involves them. They have to win both games. So if they win out, they're actually... Well... If they win out, they have to win out and actually need some help to win the division as well, because they need a New Mexico loss mixed in there to either to Air Force or Colorado State. So that's what they really need to happen. They can't have New Mexico win. I'm checking right here. New Mexico can win one game. Let's see here. Yeah, basically, if New Mexico loses one game, Boise can get back in. So, but I'm taking Boise to win. But it's going to be close, like maybe a touchdown game, something like that. I'll tighten this up because I don't want this to be extremely long. Next game, and I'm going chronological order here. You got Fresno State at BYU. This game, interesting broadcast for this game. It was originally to be a late, like, 8 p.m. game, but BYU didn't want that to happen. Mountain Time, I should say. Because they've had a lot of late games, they want to get some afternoon games, so they just switched. So it's on ESPN3. However, it's also on BYU TV. So it's their broadcasters on the game, so there could be some coverage slanted toward the blue there in Provo, but most people have BYU TV on nearly any package. So you can find it on TV. I don't know the channel numbers off the top of my head because mine's differently because I live in the state, so it's a different channel for myself. However, you can catch it on TV easily. Everybody should have it. Even if you don't have it for some reason, go to BYUTV.org, I believe, and you can stream for free. No login, nothing like that. So if you don't have ESPN3, you can stream it online that way. So that's the first part about it. And this line's 26 points. Huge line. Huge line. Here's the thing. As most people know, I work for a BYU show here in Utah. I produce a show. It's all about BYU, blah, blah, blah. And we had a guy in today talk about this Fresno State game out in, who was it here? We had Andrew Martin from CBS Fresno and the local 24 out there in Fresno. Covers Fresno State and all sorts of stuff. He's basically saying, no chance. The team hasn't been very good since the loss to San Jose State when their Fresno was on path to go to the BCS game. Basically, that's Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Isaiah Burst, Josh Harper, all those guys, Austin Wentworth, I should say, excuse me. They haven't been good since then. He's also like, don't let that Hawaii victory fool anybody. Because while they beat Hawaii good, this BYU team is much better than Hawaii. There's not really, not that there's not confidence. You get a win like that, you're going to be confident. But it's like not to be overcompensated. Say, oh, we beat Hawaii, we're going to win. He went on to say, like, oh, they want to go out well for the seniors. This is their bowl game, which makes a lot of sense. So we do know starting quarterback Zach Greenlee was named earlier this week. This will be, I believe, the third game. Or excuse me, there's two games in a row where he was the only one who played. This doesn't happen very often. So I'm wondering, I can make the joke, hey, what's over-under on the QB situation? And, well, I'm hoping it's just one because we don't. Quarterback situation's a mess. We mentioned it multiple times. It's crazy. It's a mess. Stick with Kilton Anderson. That's what they need to do. And he might be successful. He might not. Odds are he's not because his BYU defense is very good. They have guys like Kaiakua in the back defensive backfield. Bronson Kafusi, who gets the QB, make sacks, make plays. Anderson might not, they'll be running for his life, but he'll need to be running the ball. He'll be running away quite a bit to not get sacked. Here's the thing where Fresno has, not that they have a chance, but here's ways they can stay into this game. BYU's offensive line is injured. They're going to be missing a couple of guys in offense. I don't recall the exact number, but they missed four versus San Jose State. They missed three versus Missouri last week. They're just banged up. And the one area where Fresno State is actually quite good is in that front seven area where they have guys like Ezro Ederon. 8 sacks this year. They also have Claudio Lewis, defense lineman, 5 sacks. They're getting to the quarterback. And if that BYU offensive line is banged up by any means, which it is, not completely healthy. Their center, Tijon Chrome, is very good. Yet, if the other guys are down, San Jose State was able to get to the backfield and also stop the running attack. And BYU's running attack hasn't been very good. They've been guys injured like Adam Hine, Algernon Brown. They'll probably see some time. But they're not great. Like, people know who Jamal Williams was. He's been out for the whole year. Honor code issues or whatever. That happened way, 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 way back in the preseason. But it's just something to note. They're missing their top back. Running game hasn't been good. Well, Fresno State, here's the problem. Their rushing attack on defense is terrible. Giving up 239 per game. However, in the last two games, BYU's only been able to rush for 82 yards. San Jose State shut them down. And Missouri, well, we all know Missouri's defense is very good, but Fresno State, that's a chance they may have with the lack of an offensive line and a running attack, which it's nothing special. Even when the offensive line was healthy, it's not very good. However, Fresno State's secondary is not very good. BYU has tall receivers. Their freshman QB, Tanner Mangum, is quite good. He can make plays. And if Fresno's going to win, I don't want to just go to the cliche turnover thing, but they need linemen to get to the backfield, make sacks, and then if the offensive line is still banged up as it is a little bit, stop the run, make them throw third and long, second and long, get sacks, that type of stuff. Even with that, I don't see Fresno winning by any means, but those are the couple areas where they can win. It's going to be like a 40-20 game where they'll cover, but not quite win, but it'll still be pretty much a blowout. So I want to see what QBs play and if there can be pressure applied on the defensive line toward BYU and their quarterback and stop their running game, at least hold them back. So we'll see how that goes at Fresno State. That record, Matt's 4-8, right on track because they lose 3-8, still have a chance to win. Hey, they're 4-7. Next game, Nevada at Utah State on ESPN3. This is a weird line. Nevada is already bowl eligible at 6-4. Utah State's 5-5. Utah State is favored by over 2 touchdowns at 15.5 points. I don't know what to make of this line because Utah State, their defense hasn't been very good at all of late, or at least let me put it this way. They're not, it hasn't been up to par. And I like Chris Murray, I'm looking up the Reno Gazette Journal. Utah State's similar, calls them a Jekyll and Hyde, which is what I would somewhat call Nevada at times. But he uses the word explosive, Jekyll and Hyde, which is true. New Mexico couldn't do a dang thing. Look what they did versus Air Force. Hunter Sharp, Kent Marsh hooked up for 2 deep passes, technically 3, but one was a bubble screen where Hunter Sharp used his athleticism to get out of the way and score a long touchdown. Because you, and then you got the 52-26 win over Boise State. Then they get blown out by San Diego State. They gave up a lot of yards to Brian Hill and Wyoming. And they're also 4-0 at home and 1-5 on the road. And so with this game at Utah State, you got to give the edge to the Aggies, which makes a lot of sense. But it's like, what team's going to show up? Because that rush defense hasn't been all that great. They get, like I said, Brian Hill, San Diego State. Yeah, those are 2 of the best backs in the conference. But look at what Nevada has. You get a pistol. James Butler's been stepping it up quite well of late. You got Don Jackson there. Even Tyler Stewart there can run the ball reasonably well. This will be a huge test for the Aggie defense. I don't know if they'll do it. They're at home. It's afternoon. It's not a night game. Weather's not supposed to be too crazy. It's going to be reasonably good. I think it's expected to be sunny. No snow expected this weekend. And right now, 39 degrees. So it'll be kind of chilly, but whatever. Football weather. Go hit some people and make some noise popping helmets. This line's way too big, in my opinion. This game, they'll cover for sure. Either whoever wins. Well, can't say whoever wins because that's not how the line works. Utah State will win and cover. But it's going to be some close game. I could see this game going to overtime because, like, Utah State's great at home. They've been explosive. They score points or they can not score points. They're kind of, again, back and forth. It's like Nevada. It's like, who are they? What are we going to do? I don't know. A key to this game for Nevada, if you can get Hashawn Henderson involved, because look at the Utah State secondary. They gave up 210 yards on 7 receptions to 1 receiver last week to Air Force. It was Jalen Robinette. Had 11 receptions coming into the game, ended up with 7 and 210 on the game. So this could be a big game. I think that could be the key matchup, Hashawn Henderson against the Utah State secondary. And if Henderson blows up, Utah State will not win the game and the Wolfpack will be victorious. But I think in Utah State, I can't say they have more weapons because look what Nevada has. I just think being at home is where Utah State has the edge. That's where they're going to win. That's kind of a boring to say, but this is a game. If check it out. If you got ESPN3, this game has potential to have a lot of points in it. Because look at what Fresno, no, not Fresno, excuse me, who am I thinking? Nevada, San Jose State. That went to overtime last week. Very good game. I think this has the same potential to be that type of game. I'm going Aggies. They'll become bowl eligible. They're out of the conference title race, the division race. They want to get to that 6-win mark to be bowl eligible before they play BYU Thanksgiving weekend. Speaking of that, man, Thanksgiving next week. Whew, man, season's flying by. It's week before Thanksgiving. Turkey Day, a lot of football. Next week will be interesting what we have on the site. Check out everything. We'll have it all covered. We'll do a podcast eventually. Could be myself recording again just because, heck, it's holidays and people got to get their things done with their family and have sorts of fun and whatever you do. So next game. This game is on Root Sports and, again, the Mountain West Network. If you live outside of the – it's kind of complicated. If you live outside of the Root Sports region – which this game's only going to be broadcast in the Rocky Mountain region. So even if you don't satellite cable, but you live in New Mexico or Colorado or Utah or Wyoming, can't get the game streaming. So if you live in Texas or California, Oregon, you get the gist. You get the game online as well. But Colorado State and New Mexico, this is, again, this is a huge game for New Mexico because they are in the hunt to win the division. Like I said before, earlier in the show, they have about almost one-third chance just on result-based only to win the division. And there is one chance where they could lose this game and still win the division, but that would require San Jose State beating Boise State and Boise beating Air Force. And you just want to take care of your own business. If you can do that, that's what you want to do. New Mexico, a couple examples for them. They need to, let's just simple the win out, simplest scenario. They can, if they win both of their games and Air Force wins, they're in no matter what. If they, yeah, that's basically, or say, this is weird. But here's the thing, they play Air Force next week. That's where it comes down to for New Mexico and CSU for this game this week. Basically, they need to win and then, yeah, and beat Air Force next week. That's what it comes down to, essentially. That's the simplest scenario. Just keep winning, New Mexico. There are no scenarios where they win both their games and they don't win the division. So if they win both games, they're in. So that's all it comes down to. Winning, you're in. I don't need to go over any other scenarios because we don't need to, because that's what happened. They win and they're in. So as for the game itself, the line on this game, it's weird. CSU by 2. New Mexico is a home dog. This means if you assume the field goal line is the difference in the game for home field advantage, it'd be a 8. What would it be? They'd be minus 5. They'd be a minus 8 favorite on the road. If this game was in Fort Collins, it'd be minus 8 because if it's 3 points for home, neutral would be a minus 5 for CSU. It'd be a touchdown favorite for Rams at home. I wonder if they're just going off brand name because New Mexico's brand has been awful. Michael Oxley was toxic. Remember, we all remember him punching assistant coaches. All sorts of garbage going on there. Davies brought this program back. They are bowl eligible. Football Bob is bowl eligible at New Mexico at 6-4. They can win the division. If they win out, they could go to the Las Vegas Bowl. And so, here's what Colorado State, they're 5-5. They need to, they're also out of the division race for those who are wondering. They've been out for a little while, I believe, because they're 3-3 in league play. This is a matchup where I'm going to compare this to last week's game, New Mexico Boise State, because Nick Stevens, he's not getting as much love as he probably should within the conference. He has 19 touchdowns, over 2,000 yards. Rams have a reasonably good running back with Jason Oden Jr. Could be Dalen Dawkins. And again, Higgins. They got Hollywood Higgins. He finally had a huge game last week. He only has 8 touchdowns on the year. Compared to last year, let's take a quick look. He had 7 for 102. Yeah, it was UNLV, but there are many payouts back there. They got a decent secondary at times. 7 for 102, 3 touchdowns. That's his first multi-touchdown game of the year. And the receptions last year to this year, here's what he had last year. 96 receptions for 1,750 yards and 17 TDs. He has 8 TDs, only 57 receptions, and 769 yards. He's probably going to surpass his 2013 year, it looks like. He already has the touchdowns, but overall he should. He's not going to sniff what he did last year. But I'm thinking this game could be similar to the Boise game where he got, look what Thomas Burbeck did, 20 receptions. I'm going to compare that game to this game. I know it's New Mexico. Maybe I'm falling into the trap as well. Yeah, it's New Mexico. They haven't been good in how long? They haven't been good in, geez. They never even really were great under Rocky Long. And so as for what the New Mexico can do, if you look at the rush defense for Colorado State, it's middle of the pack. They're giving up 5 yards a carry. This is obviously New Mexico's strength. And a couple of things they got for quarterback. Austin Abadeka played and ran the option okay last week versus Boise when Lamar Jordan left the game. All indications Jordan will be available this week. I should double check, but as far as I saw earlier in the week, he should be good to go. But they'll play both quarterbacks. That's the thing. They have 2 quarterbacks. And we know Jordan plays better than Opa-Deka running the ball. Opa-Deka is better throwing compared to Jordan. So it goes back and forth. And I expect him to probably play both, I'm assuming, because that's kind of what they've been doing. Jordan can throw a little bit, but not quite to where Opa-Deka can and probably where New Mexico wants to be, because I love Carlos Wiggins so much. He can punt return, but it's clear at this point he's not getting the ball offensively. I would love it if he did, but he's explosive. But all we could, all at least myself, since I like the guy, I want him to do well, is that do well in special teams. That's kind of what he'll do. Get a good punt return, get a good kick return, make a play, score a touchdown, do something to help them out. So as for the 2-deep here, got the roster. Oh, great. I love it when I download the roster. It's like size 10 font. I'm not that old, folks. QB. Oh, actually, it's they list them. It's not the or, but the and starter. That's interesting. They don't go with the or. They put an asterisk and put and. But yet other positions have or. That is interesting why they did that. So, yeah, they're both going to play. That's expected. That's whatever. That's not a big deal. So that's fine. That's what we thought would happen. One key note I just noticed back right here, New Mexico does get a player back in this game, and it is in the secondary here. You get Isaiah Brown, but yeah, he'll be back. So sorry, I'm trying to read this as I'm going right here. He had a shoulder, hamstring, ankle injuries, hampered him throughout his career. And basically, it's simple. If you can't start, you can't play. He's only started 5 of 34 games during his New Mexico career is not like indicative of how good this guy is. So getting him back would be huge. This is November 19th article here. And he won't get, head coach Bob Davies said he won't start against the Rams, which would be a 6th career start. He will play. And so he's missed games against past two seasons in Colorado State for injury. So if he can come back, an extra body back in there, we'll see. You got Rashard Higgins on the Rams side. So this could be a key to this game, because here's what Davies says here. They call him IB. Interesting nickname there for Isaiah Brown. And Davies says, if IB's healthy, he adds a lot to our team. Not only playmaking, but energy. He brings a certain energy that's contagious. And that's a big thing. If you can guys who cheerleader guys, hype guys, and they play and do well, make a big play, we'll see. Here's the thing. Brown has just hoped his current good health is contagious. He's missed 5 games this year, but the Lobos are 4-1 in games which he's played. So not that that's really a matter. Can't really. One guy, defensive player, who's kind of starts sometimes 4-1 when he's in lineup. Heck, that's perfectly fine. That's whatever that happens. It's not to say if he plays, they're going to win, but adding an extra body to go up against Rashard Higgins is a big deal. It could help them become victorious in this game. The line's weird. -2. I'm going to go. Like I said on my odds post, I'm riding New Mexico. I'm picking them the rest. Well, I'm not going to say rest of the way, but this game, they're at home. I sure hope there's a good crowd. Lobo fans, show up for this game. You can win the Mountain West Division title. Keep winning and you're in. I know your stadium holds about 30K. Show up for basketball. Show up for football. This would be huge if you could beat Colorado State. And I'm going with the Lobos to win this game. And it'll be because the running game attacks well and they could somehow slow down Rashard Higgins just enough. Because I expect Nick Stevens to have a big game throwing the ball. He will throw the ball a lot. He'll get a lot of yards. Could be similar to Brett Rypien last week. They need turnovers as well. Got to have a couple turnovers, make some plays. That's how they beat Boise State, making key plays and key stops. Defense led this team last week. Not necessarily in the yards they gave up, but in terms of turnovers. And so I'm picking the Lobos. But it is, again, that -2 for is a weird line to go towards the Rams. I can see either team winning. They're both talented, but I'm going Rams to not win and go with New Mexico. Tricked you there, as I said it backwards. Next game on the list. San Jose State at Hawaii. Time Warner, Oceanic, and also streaming online, so you can check that out. That's actually not the latest game of the week, is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry. Dang, they stick at local time. Let me go to my mountain time here. I'm on reading off of the Mountain West press release, and they stick at local time, which is fine, but I want to give a better time there. We'll get to that game later because that's actually a later kick. 8:30 p.m., CBS Sports Network, San Diego State at UNLV. Man, Aztecs are rolling. They are a 16-point favorite in this game, road favorite over Rebels. Rebels are no longer bowl eligible. But heck, Tony Sanchez doing a good job keeping this UNLV team in games. You look at Boise State, where they hung around for three quarters. They got the cannon back, beat Nevada. They put up points for CSU but lost. What else they beat? Idaho State, they scored 80 points. They're on the right track. It's going to take a while. It's probably not as long. Well, not as long as I thought. They're actually, everybody knows I kind of criticized or at least questions of Tony Sanchez hire, because high school to FBS, big jump, even with a not a very good UNLV team. But heck, man, he's getting Rebels the right path. They're exciting. As Chris pointed out to me, I'm mistaken, their front seven on defense is much better than we thought. So this will be, I expect Chase Price and Donald Pumphrey to have big games running the ball on the ground in this game. They're going to, but I don't think you're going to just blow up. At UNLV, they are giving up 5.5 yards per carry, but if you look at kind of the past couple of games, so maybe I should rephrase from saying what I was about to say, because the Rams ran for 325 yards. Oh, I am going to, I should look at this before. I'm going to not delete this, but backtrack a little bit and say the Aztecs are going to run like crazy over this team. Nevada, their defense is, I remember the Boise State game. Even then, look, they gave up 232. So, yeah, never mind. I don't know what I was thinking on that. They're making plays on the defense side of the ball a little bit, but their rushing attack, ooh, I am distancing myself from that comment because it was terrible here. I should look up a bit more than what I wanted to. It's where, look at the numbers. It is odd because watching the game, they seem to make plays every now and then, but they held Nick Stevens. He did go 13 of 19, but only 209 yards. You hold Hawaii, Fresno State to under 200 yards, Nevada to 200 yards there. Technically, it's last in the Mountain West, which isn't what you want to see, say that they have a decent defense, but they've been making plays a little bit on defense. And while the yardage is, they're giving up way too many yards and probably points too, but they've been able to make games interesting. Here's the thing, they're not getting blown out. Yeah, the defense isn't great, but they are making a few plays here and there. Oh man, I was so wrong on that. 450. That's why I need somebody else here and maybe look up UNLV. I was going off of a few things like, oh, they've been looking okay. But here's the thing. Yards, who cares about yards? Well, I shouldn't go off of that tangent because that's basically what football is. Give up yards, you're not going to win. But they're scoring more than they have in the past, and that's where they're in some of these games. The Nevada was a low-scoring game, but versus CSU, they put up 35. They put up 41 versus Hawaii. 27 versus Boise is pretty good. 28 versus Fresno, they like to be higher, but that was a weather game. But they're able to stick around with teams. But looking at these numbers more closely than I probably should have looked at before, that line's now looking a lot more correct what it should be. That's why those guys in Vegas are smart, and I'm just kind of screwing around here. 16 is still a lot. I'm probably going to take UNLV to cover that, but I'm thinking Aztecs are going to do quite well when they're, eighth straight game, I want to say? They're undefeated in conference play. Seventh straight game. If they win this, they clinched the West Division and very likely could host the title game. But unless you got quarterback, Poundecker, Blake Decker. Decker's throwing better, but Poundecker can run a bit, but he's not the best thrower there. I'm expecting Aztecs to win, but I have sneaky suspicion that UNLV will hang around. It's probably a dumb thing to say after looking at how their defense and what they give up per game. But I remember the Boise State game, they're able to hang around and hold them to field goals. They give up yards, but there's always a point in the UNLV game, as I'm kind of reliving a few things back in my mind right now as I'm chatting with you guys, that where there's like a quarter or two where they just kind of don't let things happen. Like, CSU was kind of a consistent one, but 14 every quarter but one. They had a huge quarter in the fourth quarter against Boise State where they give up all those points. And then if you look at, who else we got? Like Fresno, well, can't really go with the Fresno game, but they gave up 14 in the fourth quarter off and shut down. They just need a more consistent game. And I don't know if they'll get it versus Aztecs, who are the best team in the conference. They're playing the best. It's going to be like a two-touchdown game, but UNLV, somehow they stick around despite their numbers. Numbers can be deceiving. That's the thing I find out by me trying to go through this without looking too much into the specifics of what UNLV does. Here's part of the reason. They're +8 in the turnover margin. that's a big deal, and that, right, that's part of it right there, why they're able to hang around in so many more games. But Aztecs will win, and I know our good friend David's going to listen to this. You know my thoughts on Maxwell Smith. There's also his petition for an extra year, which is kind of surprising just the way he's played. That, again, he's not a guy who want to throw the ball 30 times and win. But if you get extra year for multiple years kind of being out, like I think, was it 2012, 2014 out in Kentucky? If he comes back, maybe he'll get a grasp on the offense better, and they'll give him, he'll have more confidence, and Rocky Long will allow him to throw the ball more than 15 times per game and see if he can be a guy to throw the Aztecs to victory. But after that passing defense, this is an opportunity for them to unleash him a little bit. They got him to, what, 18 or 19 passes last week? UNLV gives up the most passing yards in the conference at 252. But they do have 12 interceptions, which is third in the conference. So their touchdowns are middle of the pack as well. So there's a chance for yardage-wise for Maxwell Smith to have a good game, but it's going to be Chase Price, Donald Pumphrey, as it should be for San Diego State. But Aztecs win. I'll say they cover. UNLV will cover because it's 16. It'll be like a 14-point game or something like that. Final game of the night. This is the one I was going to talk about earlier. 11 Eastern, 6 o'clock Hawaii, 9 Mountain. Time Warner Oceanic, which in streaming, and you know what that means, our favorite Hawaii announcer is going to be calling this game. And Robert Kekalula. So that'll be, hey, that's a very good reason to check this one out, just because, hey, it's fun. Is going to be starting. Max Wittick might see action. San Jose State, they are sitting at, actually, first off, San Jose State's a road 10-point favorite. They need to win this game and then also beat Boise State the final week of the season if they're going to be bowl eligible. A couple of notes here. They got a couple of awards included for San Jose State. Billy Freeman named to the John Mackey Award semifinalist for best tight end, and punter Michael Carrizosa semifinalist for the Ray Guy Award, which is a punter or a place kicker? No, Ray Guy's punter. I should know that. Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame punter there. And so this game, Hawaii's just, they're a mess. Interim coach, haven't won a conference game. They're at home, so there is possibility of them pulling off something here, but they gave up 6 passing touchdowns to a bad Fresno State team with Zach Greenlee. They haven't won since they beat UC Davis. I don't know how they beat Colorado. It's that fumble snap, but still. They have lost, what, 8 in a row? Yeah, they have lost 8 in a row. Give up 41 or more points their past 3 games, 30 points in 4 of the 4 games in a row. This San Jose State team should just roll. Tyler Irvin should be back to his old self, have a big game. You want to see wide receivers getting involved in the passing game with Kenny Potter slinging it around. And I don't know what Hawaii can do to win this game. Paul Harris probably could have a good game running the ball because Spartan's defense is still not very good in stopping the run. But they can't throw the ball very well. I don't care if it's Woosley. I don't care if it's Max Wittick. You got Marcus Kemp, who's not getting involved enough because you have bad quarterback play, and that leads to not getting the ball to receivers. So that is an issue right there, and that's a pretty big issue as well. There's not much to say in this game, but San Jose State should win. Hawaii, there's no news on their head coach. It was June Jones' job to lose a while back, but there's been, they hired a search committee, so they're actually getting that together a little bit because maybe it's, I'm assuming if they're getting a committee, it's not going to be June Jones as their next head coach. He was going to say quarterback, but no, as their next head coach. But Hawaii season's not very good here. So it's like, they've been struggling. It's tough. They don't have a head coach now. Man, it's not good. Here's a few injury updates. Apparently, Max Wittick is officially out for the final 2 games. Jeez, man. Hawaii's injured. I'm looking right here from Steven Tsai from the Hawaii Warrior World. Man, that's good. Say that fast. That's kind of tough. So many players who've been out. 4 more are out. Max Wittick out. Keelan Awaliko, receiver, returner out. Tight end Dakota Torres is out. And defensive back Jawan Butler will miss the final 2 games because of various injuries. They have missed quite a few, multiple players retired, a couple left the team, transfer. Man, they just had tough break for you and for Hawaii there to just struggling to keep people healthy and keep them on the roster. But there's not much to say in this game, really. San Jose State should win. They should win big. Tyler Irvin will have a big game. I don't believe Tyler Winston's back, but I don't think it matters if you're going to. But I think there's going to be motivation for San Jose State because they want to get to bowl eligible, sitting at 5 wins if they can get to victory here. And then playing Boise State, and Boise's shown to be vulnerable this year. And who knows, maybe they can get it done. But yeah, I'm taking San Jose State's going to win and cover. So that's our show for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. For myself, stumbling through parts of this here and apparently not respecting UNLV. And I should mention a good old Lex there for the UNLV running back, because Chris is reminding me that's the guy who, hey, maybe he'll help them out, Lexington Thomas, to stay in the game for UNLV. But it doesn't seem like they'll be able to get to victory this weekend. So that'll be tough playing San Diego State. But that's our show for tonight. MWCConnection.com. That's our website here. We have basketball stuff going on full swing. If you listen to this, I didn't get to check it out because I'm Pac-12 Network, but Boise State gave a big scare to number 12 Arizona, 88-76. James Webb, 27 points, career high, 9 rebounds. We'll have a recap from our guy Eli, probably up right now by the time you're listening to this, but second half, Arizona pulled away. It's what you do when you're a top 15 team, but good rebound from the Montana loss. So we got basketball going on, so check out that. We'll do our best to keep up with all those updates here. But the podcast, mainly football, probably all football, a couple basketball once it gets going down the road. But iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, that's where you find us. Not Blog Talk Radio. iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud are the places to check us out. Again, give us a review, but tell us what you really feel. You can give us 5 stars, but say we're terrible. Say, hey, I want another co-host. I want somebody else. I want a different theme song. Give it up. Tell us what you want, to hear from the show. But thanks, everyone, for enduring me for this 45 minutes. Ooh, that was a long one. But, yeah, check us out one last time, mwcconnection.com. And check out the podcast next week when we recap this lovely slate of games we have within the Mountain West. And we'll be one step closer to knowing who is going to be winning that Mountain Division, whether it's New Mexico, Boise, or Air Force. Everyone have a good week and hope your team does well.
Get up in the evening feeling like Craig Thompson. Yeah. Grab my laptop, set up my mic, I'm gonna rant and rave some. Before I record, grab a glass of Coke and Jack. Cause when we begin recording, I know I'm not refilling that. Talking, previewing all the games, analyzing stats and plays, laughing, poking fun at names. Jeremy reads and quotes Phil Steele's zine, pulling up numbers and reads, starting to get a bit off topic, see? What? Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the games not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West Connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West Connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're biased against your team and we make that clear. Don't get paid, don't ever fade, cause we're already here. Talk about hoops and football, cause we got all the swagger. Sometimes guests come on the show, but we never have Mick Jagger. All the writers cramping up, Matt's throwing his arms up, Kyle's got all the funny stuff. We go until SBN shuts us down, or Mountain West hunts us down. Mountain West shuts us down, nobody's gonna shut us down. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West Connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West Connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.